There are new data that the electric car industry is showing some extra resilience during the COVID emergency. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. It was supposed to be another big year for the electric vehicles. Then the pandemic hit. A new report, though, by Bloomberg NEF, New Energy Finance, shows that electric car sales will be down this year. But there are some interesting signs of strength. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst is joining us for more. Jasmine, how bad is the hit going to be?
Electric cars, or EV sales, have been booming over the past few years, but EV still just has a 2.5% market share. Now, with the pandemic, all car sales are taking a hit for the next 3 years. Combustion engine cars are set to drop by 23%, electric vehicles by 18% this year. So, big picture, it's going to be a bad year for the EV, but a worse one for the combustion car.
All right, with one's eyes on the horizon here, what cars will we be driving after the pandemic?
Transportation was already on its way to becoming electric, and COVID-19 isn't going to change that. By 2040, electric models will be making up over half of new car sales globally.
What about car sales for regular engines in the future post-pandemic?
They're still going to go down. The combustion car industry has been having to fund a transition to electric. Less sales means a harder time funding that move. So while the pandemic is bad news for the electric vehicle, long term, it's worse news for the combustion car.
And briefly, this is going to alter oil and electricity markets.
Yes, it means by 2040, demand will be down by 17.6 million barrels of oil per day. Also, more electric vehicles means a 5.2% rise in global electricity demand by 2040.
5.2%. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst, thank you. And there's a new theory adding one more reason the Tesla CEO successfully pushed California officials the other day so hard to open his electric car factory in the San Francisco Bay Area. The Wall Street Journal today has a piece noting that if a company has enough quarters of profitability, the stock can get listed in the S&P 500 index. That's a prestigious place to be, and it means people who buy funds that hold the whole index automatically would buy Tesla. If Tesla were to be profitable this quarter, which is especially tough now during COVID, then Tesla could be eligible for a coveted and lucrative S&P 500 spot. Markets, FTSE in London, down 0.8% at the moment after the Dow rose 3.9%, 911 points yesterday, with investors buoyed by steps forward toward a possible virus vaccine. Dow and S&P futures are down 0.5% each this morning.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
With interruptions of the U.S. supply of meat to grocery stores going on after many workers at meat packing plants got COVID-19, more local meat suppliers with shorter supply chains are having a moment. From Lake City, Colorado, Laura Palmisano reports on a move toward local meat.
Jennifer Prock owns Kinnikin Processing in Montrose, Colorado, sells beef, pork, lamb, and other meats. Her business has seen a major increase in online and over-the-counter sales.
That first week that the pandemic started and the grocery stores ran out of meat, our sales went up probably 5,000%. Then after that, it slowly tapered down, and we're still a good 100% over where we were last year this time.
Prock's company has 30 employees. She says they have plenty of space for workers and have required increased hand washing. Her staff wears gloves, and she offers face masks, though they are not required. Every day, workers do a deep clean of the facilities, but Proc is aware that her business is also vulnerable, just like the bigger processors.
And if one person gets sick in here, it's probably going to be the domino effect, and we're going to be like JBS or Smithfield.
Those large-scale meatpacking plants can have several thousand employees. Recent closures of some large plants due to COVID-19 highlight the importance of having local food sources, says Carrie Bolcom. She's the executive director of the American Grass-Fed Association.
We're the folks that never put their animals in feedlots.
Her organization represents nearly 1,000 small-scale producers. Bolcom says the pandemic has increased the demand for local meat.
It's wonderful. Our producers who are set up to do online sales have really been inundated with orders.
She says small producers can help prevent shortages if large-scale national meat production shuts down. Mike Calsicrate is a small producer based in St. Francis, Kansas. He also has two butcher shops in Colorado. He says his focus is local.
We just want to feed our community where the big packers are, you know, thinking they're going to feed the world.
He has also seen an increase in online orders, as well as business at the stores, but he doesn't really want his business to get much bigger.
We're just very, very low volume, and we want to continue to be low volume.
Calsicrate says he does hope that some of his new customers decide they'd like to keep coming back. In Lake City, Colorado, I'm Laura Palmisano for Marketplace.
The heir to the British throne, Prince Charles, Prince of Wales, has recorded a video in one of his back gardens calling for British people looking for work during the pandemic to help pick fruits and vegetables for the harvest. He's looking for, quote, pickers who are stickers, who can stick to what the prince notes can be hard and, quote, unglamorous work. This at a time that migrant workers aren't being let into Britain amid virus restrictions and other immigration limits, the BBC's Andy Moore reports.
Because of travel restrictions, there's a shortage of seasonal workers coming in from Eastern Europe. A Pick for Britain website has been created to try to recruit workers here in the UK. The Prince of Wales recorded a video in support of the campaign from the vegetable garden of his Scottish home. He said people were needed who were genuinely going to commit. Pickers who are stickers, he called them. The work might be challenging, he added, but it would be making a vital contribution to the national effort. Prince Charles compared the Pick for Britain initiative to what he called that great movement of the Second World War, the Land Army, which recruited women to work in agriculture.
I do see a lot of flowers and hedges in pictures of Prince Charles's Highgrove garden, and not much labor-intensive asparagus, potatoes, or sugar beet, but maybe they're just under the soil there. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Victoria Craig, Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I am David Brancaccio, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.